Yesim Aleph, starting two lines from the bottom, beginning of the Gemara. So Gemara asks the question. Maishna Ashava Masayim B'mana. Masayim B'mana, the Amri Law at Absadet. So she took a piece of a field which is worth 200 and she sold it for 100. So she does not, so she only got paid 100. But since she took a field which is 200 and sold it away, so she's, her ksuba is, she has no more claim on the, for her ksuba because she was mafsid, she could have sold the field for more. She chose to sell for less, that's her loss. So why is that true over there? Why do we say shavamana b'masayim namin tema ano arvachna? When she sells a field which is worth 100 for 200, she's able to get somebody to buy it for that price.
Right.
Why do you say her ksuba is paid? Well, let her argue, listen, mitzad the yusamim, the field is worth 100. So they still owe me another 100. The fact that I was able to get more money for it, that's my, it's my own personal gain. The same way it's my loss, the other way around, it's my gain this way.
So
Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Khan Shana Rebbe. So here in our Mishnah, Rebbe has taught us the following rule: Hakol the Balamos. A case where a person sends a shliach to go sell something for him, and the shliach send the shliach to buy something for him, and the shliach gives him money, and now the shliach is able to buy with that money more than what he's able to finagle and get a good price and buy more than what was expected. See, he's given the going price of, let's say, of grain is $10 to get ten saw, and he at the price of the he's able to get 20. So let him argue. I was given 10, and I got 10 saw as that was the price, and the extra 10 belongs to me, the shliach. I did a good job finagling. Say no, call the balamos. Everything goes to the balamos. It's his money. He's bought it. It belongs to him. Kedatanya. Bryson says, "I see v'lo achas yisero." They added one on to the value. He's able to get more, one more than the price should have been. Call the shliach. That extra amount goes to the shliach. Tiber to Behuda. Rav Yossi Yom HaChalkin, Rav Yossi says that the shliach and the balamos split it. For the Markasha Batanya, Tipan Bryce says, Rav Yossi Yom HaChol, the balamos. So, why, what does Rav Yossi hold? Does he hold, you split it, or does he hold it, everything goes to the balamos? So our answers, Amar Rav Berchama, Lokasha. If it's something which there's a normal set price, and so what happened was that the mercher added more on, so and that's something which is a we look at it as a matana. There was a standard price, and the person is giving more. So, what's motivating him to give more? He wants to give a matana. Okay. The question: we don't know who that matana is supposed to go to. We don't know who is if that person is no longer available for questioning. Why you gave the extra? Maybe he gave the extra because he likes the shliach. Maybe he gave the extra. He informed him he's doing it. He's buying it for so and so. Maybe give the extra because he likes the balamos. That's Chalkin. Someone just doesn't have a kitzur, well, there's not a set price. There's an average area where how something would run, but there's not a set price. And the person is moist of something. So that, so since the, we said that he was able to get a better price, but that's a mechira. So Rabbi Yossi's shita is, if it, once it's a mechira, the person who owns the money, who gave the money, that's the person it belongs to. So it belongs to the Baal HaMos, Rabbi Yossi's shita is. Okay. Amar Papa, Hilchos Darbar Sheyesh Lekitzba Cholken, Darbar Sheyen Lekitzba Hakol Baal HaMos. So that's Rabbi Yossi's shita. A Darbar Sheyen Lekitzba, it's a mechira, so it belongs to the Baal HaMos. A Darbar Sheyesh Lekitzba, so it's a matana, and that's, you have to figure out who the matana is due to. So Cholken. So versus my Kamash Malon. So I mean, what's the chiddush over here? So more says the chiddush is shinuyah the shaninan shinuyahu. The chiddush over here is that this way that we answer the stira Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Papa is saying, is the correct halachic way to answer the stira. And therefore halacha lemaisa we pass the Rabbi Yossi, and that is how we would apply Rabbi Yossi shita halacha lemaisa.
Okay.
Well, both shittas are Rabbi Yossi. Sometimes you chalk, and sometimes it goes to Baal HaMos. Okay. Okay.
So what had the adjustments?
That wasn't from the same items. You know, something different. That would have certainly made it easier.
Yeah.
Like a tip. You know, to the agent.
Right. Although that's clear to give me a
different. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Ivar Lahu. Omer Le.
What did you just say?
We passed the Gabriel. There's two. Says two dinim. Both of them are true. That's what we're saying. Depending on how you and the way we answer the steer of Rabbi Yossi is the correct halachic understanding of Rabbi Yossi Shita.
What?
Of Rabbi Yossi Shita. Okay. Amarle. The person told Ibarlehu. Amarle. The person told his shliach zamanly liska. That sell out a lesser than 15 saw. So, an area of my field, I want you to sell off this amount, a lesser worth of field. And he went and sold off a kur, which is twice that amount, that's 30 saw. So, how does that, we look at this sale in halacha? Do we say that most of all the board of who, that we say that he was authorized to sell a certain amount, so that amount of the sale is a valid sale. And that which he did above and beyond what he was authorized, so that part of the sale is batal, but it doesn't undermine the part of the sale which is valid. Do we say no? He went against his selling a field of that size. He was never authorized, so there's no sale at all.
Okay. I mean, how would you determine if it's one field? I mean, which portion is the portion anyway? Field is a field.
Right, so he has a field. He said he's telling him to sell off a certain amount of the field. And he sold more than that.
Yeah.
So the question is that part? Do we say, let's say the part of the sale is valid or not?
Right.
Okay. Okay. So Amar Rabbi Yaakov in the Harpakud Mishmei the Rabbeinu. So Rabbi Yaakov from the city of the Harpakud said over the name of Rabbeinu Toshma. So we bring a raya from the Mishnayos and Me'ilah. So Mishnayos and Me'ilah deal with this issue where the Baal HaBayis appoints a shliach to do something for him, which ends up in a situation of Me'ilah, that the person took the item of Hekdesh by mistake and used it. So it's using Hekdesh B'Shargeg. By Me'ilah, the law is Yesh Shliach Advar Aveira. It's one of the few exceptions, like we had in the more Kedushin, where you say Yesh Shliach Advar Aveira. You say Yesh Shliach Advar Aveira. So that's only if the Shliach is doing exactly, he's acting as a Shliach. If the Shliach is not acting based on the instructions of the Baal HaBayis, we said the shliach is ends up mistakenly using hekdesh, so the shliach is responsible. Okay, so the Mora says the following case. It's a mishnah over there. Amar Baal HaBayis l'shulcha. The Baal HaBayis tells the shliach, "Tein lehem chaticha l'archin. Here, take one piece of meat that I have and put it out for the guests." And it turned out that piece was a mistake, and that it was hektish, and they didn't realize it was hektish. So that's using hektish b'shogeg. So they're being the hand of hektish b'shogeg. So they're going to be there's a meila situation, meila. So he told the shliach, give a one chaticha. V'omer tzlu shtayim. The shliach said, take two. Hey, not Lushloisha, and the Archim took three. So Kulan Mu'alu. So the Baal HaBayis, as much as the Baal HaBayis made a shlichus to give one, so Yeshet the Baravera, so that one which was given based on him was an act of being mighty from Hekdesh, giving it to the Archim. So that's Mila. The Shliach told them to take two, so they're acting based on his instructions to take two. So he's like the Mishaleach, and they're like the Shliach. So that second one is the Shliach. The second one is the Shliach is Moel. And they took three, one based on the instruction of the Baal HaBayis, one based on the instruction of the Shliach, and one they took on their own. So they're also Moel. So the more Iyamr Bisham Moshev al Devorav Havi, if you tell me that the way we look at this is the Baal HaBayis is instruction of giving one is still intact, the shliach was authorized to tell him to take one, so when he says take two, we say he's giving over the shlichus of the Baal HaBayis plus adding another one as well. So then we understand what the Baal HaBayis is mal. Eliyamid Mavra al Devar of Havi Baal HaBayis my mal. So if you say, however, the shliach is the act of saying take two totally undermines his original shlichus. He's not a shliach anymore because he was told to give one, he's giving two. So giving two is not the shlichus at all. So even the one that he takes, that the Baal HaBayis agreed to, but they're doing it based on the instruction of the shliach, which is bechlal, not the instructions of the Baal HaBayis. So that's mamash our question. Selling out the base core, is that called still selling the Baal HaBayis still do plus more? Saying no, this is a whole new action, not authorized, and therefore it's not the original instructions of the Baal HaBayis. The more says, why would the Baal HaBayis be mal? But tanan hashliach she also shlichusoi Baal HaBayis mal leosha shlichusoi shliach mal. In the case of the shliach, it doesn't do what he's told to do. Let's say in a case where the Baal HaBayis tells him to take that piece of beef which is over there, and the shliach takes a piece of veal. He wasn't told to take the veal at all. It turned out the veal was also hektish. He didn't realize it. So the shliach is moil. But not the Baal HaBayis. He didn't do what the Baal HaBayis told him to do. So over here, say the same thing. If you hold, if you understand it's Marvel the Borov, that would be the Balabais and not be Moil. Elamai Tzaraya, Moisibal the Borov. Mor says no. Hakabamai Skinan, Darmaluhu, two achas midata shabalabais, vachas midaiti, vishaklu inu talas. So, you know, whether they're acting appropriately vis-a-vis the action of taking the items, you know, maybe that knowingly they know that it was wrong to do that because of the gzela element, it doesn't mean that vis-a-vis the hektish element, they're shagim and there is meila. So the fellow, the sheikh says to what says, listen, the Balabai said, take one. You know what? Don't worry about it. I'm telling you, can take two. And they took three. So there is very clear, he's telling them that the Balabai's instruction was to take one. So here we should say that that's clearly, it's a most about, he set it up that it wasn't one action which he's taken away his shlichus and made a new, and done something instead. He's maintained his shlichus, the Balabai said to take one, and then he does a separate action of his own of saying, take a second one based on what I'm telling you. So here there's no machloikus, there's no shayla whether you say, clearly it's a moitzav al devorov, because it's two separate distinct commands. Our shayla is in one action where he does what the Balabai intended plus more in one action. What happens over there? Tosis says that there's still a problem over here because the shliach, remember, the shliach didn't do anything. The Orchim took. So the Orchim took three. So how do we understand when the Orchim take three, what happened? So they said they were told they can take one based on what the Balabai told them to do. Good. And the shliach, then the shliach told them to take one more, and they took two more. So you still have a problem. Look, the reason why the shliach is moral over here is also because of a concept of yeshiach the baravera. He's telling the orchim to take, and they're taking based on what he told them to do. They're acting as the shliach of the shliach, and taking based on what he said to do. So therefore he's held responsible because he's shaykh of the Baravera. They didn't do what he told them to do. They took more. So again, you're still stuck. But if you hold most about the Baravera, so good. The Balabai said take one. They took the one that's like called taking one for the Balabai. The Shaykh said take another one. They did that for the Shliach. It's like the Shliach is more. And the third one, they took on their own das. So they're chai for that as well. It's Moisev al-Dvorov. But behold, it's Mab al-Dvorov. So that was the Shliach took, the Orchim took two extra. It wasn't based on what the Shliach told them to do. They said, the Shliach only said it was to take one more. They took two more. So why is the Shliach moral with the action of the Orchim if they didn't do what he told them to do? Elamites arrive, Moisev al-Dvorov. So that's the Kasha. So the Shliach is clearly a distinct. Most of all, the war is with the Balabais because he said it in two separate commands. But the Archim did it based on that. So, So Tosa says that's not a kasha. We understand that when they take it at the end, what they're really saying is, listen, I know we were told to take two, and but we're taking one more on our own. So the when the shliach quotes the Balabais and says he's representing Balabais and he misrepresents him, that's where we have our discussion. The Arkham, we don't say that there. We have no reason to interpret what they're saying as, well, we're here representing the Balabais, but we're not sure what he means. We're misrepresenting it. We assume that they know. They're saying they were told to take one, told to take two, and they took three.
They know that. The Arkham know that.
Yeah, we know. But the kids, they know. They know what they're doing. They just don't know that it's hektish.
The shliach added on. They know, the Archim know that the shliach added on. He was told to sell.
Well, that's the Morris Teretz.
He knows.
That was the Morris Teretz. The Morris says, Tlu achas mitzal to shabal abayis, ba'achas mitaitzi. He tells them that.
So I don't understand why is a question if they're guilty at all, the Orchim. I mean,
there's two issues over here. There's a Gzela issue and there's a Hektish issue. We're not dealing with the Gzela issue. We're dealing with the Hektish issue. They're sitting in Reuven's house, and there's meat of Hektish and meat of non-Hektish. And they're told to take from that thing over there, which is really Hektish, believing that it's not Hektish. So that's the Me'ila issue. Meanwhile, they're stealing from the Baal HaBayis. They're taking extra. But that's a separate issue. We're dealing with who's moil, not with who's gazlin from the Baal HaBayis. There's two different veiras over here. Let's not mix the veiras.
Okay, right.
They know that they're taking extra from the Baal HaBayis. They don't know they're taking hektish. So they're moil vis-a-vis the hektish. Right? Okay. So the Morris question is, so the Baal HaBayis says, give them one. The shliach comes and listens. So the Baal HaBayis told me to take one, but you know what? Listen to me. Take two. And they take three. So the shliach very clearly says, I'm telling you to be a gazlan and take extra. And they said, you know what? We'll be gor gazlan and take extra. Good. But that's not our issue. There's who's moil? Well, there's a din of Yeshiv the Baravera. When they're taking based on the command of the Baal HaBayis or the command of the shliach, the mishaleach is moil. The question is, are they taking based on what they were told to do? We say yes, they're taking one because the Baal HaBayis said to take one. So that they represent the Baal HaBayis, they're the shliach of the Baal HaBayis to take it, and the Baal HaBayis is moil. They're taking the second one because the shliach told them to take a second one. They're again doing it because they were told to do that. They're taking the second one. They're taking a third one because they want to take a third one. So they're also moil. Right, that's the Tosis point. Bottom Tosis. Yes.
Yeah. For the shliach.
Okay, so we still left.
Telling them to take two, to take one more than the Baal HaBayis told to me.
Yeah. So now, so we're still left with the Shiloh of the Gemara, whether you say Moisev al Devorov or Mavra al Devorov. Toshma. Now, so the discussion which is over here, let's bring it back to our Mishnah. Ha'isa ksuvasa mana, the ksuva that she has is 100. Umakra shava mana v'dinner v'mana. And she sold this piece of property which is worth a mana and a dinner more. And she sold it for 100. So mikra batel. She has no authority to sell this field because the field is worth more than her chayv is. So we don't say that
what is
her chayv. All right. So here we are, and we're questioning. She has authority to sell X amount of the field. She doesn't have authority to sell the whole field. She sold the whole field. We say, you know what? The whole thing is bottled. Okay. So Morris says, so what was the case? Tzimichah bottled. My lab, the Zovin Shavah Mona B'dinner. Bimana b'dinner, umayim bimana, mana shalot. So let's say the case is like this. Let's say there are multiple there were two different fields. There was a field which is worth a mana, a field which is worth a mana and a dinner. And she sold the field which is worth a mana and a dinner for a mana and a dinner. So there was the problem wasn't that she got the wrong price for the field. The problem is she should have sold the other field which is only worth a mana. And she sold the field which is worth a mana and a dinner for a mana and a dinner. And she's going to give the assignment a dinner and keep the mana for herself. So there's she's not in any way damaging the assignment financially. Just she wasn't authorized to sell this field. She should have sold the other field, which is only worth a mana. She's selling the field which is worth a mana and a dinner. On the other hand, she has a right to sell the field for a mana And that she's authorized to do. That when she's selling the extra part and taking the money and giving it to the assignment, she never was authorized to sell that part of the field. So the case is she sold like that. Now the Mishnah says even if she's willing to sell, give a dinner back to the Yorshim, it still doesn't work. So Umay Afilu Hiva Maris asks dinner the Yorshim. So what she's saying, I'm ready to give the dinner back to the Yorshim. It still doesn't work. Well, of course. I mean, what's the Kiddush? If you said mikra batel, the dinner, I mean, what was the case? She told him it was worth a month and a dinner, 4 months and a dinner. She has the dinner in her hand. She says, you know what? Even I'll give it back to you. Well, of course. I mean, what's the hamish? She should keep it. What's the, if you said mikra batel is obviously understanding that she's supposed to give back the dinner. What are you adding? She says, even if bedinner mekarkoi, she says, I'll replace it with a piece of karka. I'll even buy back that piece of the karka from the lekeach and give it back to the yorshim. So it comes out the extra part of the field, the yorshim will actually get back. Still mikra batel. So the mekra is batel because she was not authorized to sell that extra part. So that's our case. That a person sold the field, he was authorized to sell the field, which is a certain size, and he sold more of the field. He sold a greater portion of the field than he was authorized to sell. And we don't say, well, the part which he's authorized to sell is a valid sale. The extra part is not valid. We say, no, the whole thing is bottle. So that's our riot. That we say, Mavra al-Dvorim, and the whole thing is bottle.
Are we specifically saying it doesn't matter? Are we specifically saying that the person sold a larger section of field or just two different fields? Meaning that there was no authorization whatsoever for a certain piece of property?
No, it's still a larger section of the field.
And does that actually make a difference? The distinction I'm trying to
if it was two separate fields, no, that there's no harm. That's the most. That's their passage, you would say, he was authorized to sell field A. He wasn't authorized to sell field B. So field A is a sale, and field B is he's being Moshe Valdemorov. So there's something wrong with what he did when he sold A. That which he sold B was not authorized. The problem over here is it's one purchase of the field, and he's given more than the field he's supposed to get, or he's selling more than the field he's supposed to sell. So he wasn't authorized to sell that. Or did we say no? Part of it yes, and part of it no. So, but it's two distinct. I mean, even they do it both in one time, but it's two distinct sales really. So the bit of one doesn't affect the kiyum of the other.
I mean, is it because of? Is there anything unique about the field and that there's a certain sort of synergy, if you will, of having sort of the whole field rather than breaking it up? Does that make a difference at all?
Well, in general, we find such a concept that we look at a large when you have a contiguous piece of land, it's looked at as greater value to the.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So that's within a bar metric.
Right. So that's my question. Is to what extent is this halacha unique to fields?
Well, Tim, the the Gemara, brings a raya from the case over there of pieces of meat.
The more
doesn't argue that's not our topic. The more's argument is over there. I can understand the story in a specific way to make that there's no raya. The more doesn't say that this is apples and oranges. The more doesn't say that.
One more question, if I may. The references appear. None of the references appear to reference any of the Shlamos.
Any of the?
Either Baba Kama, Baba Matsya, Baba Vatra. We would expect to see the fields over there. Is it because of the concentration of the Gila issue, or is it discussed there and we're going to come back to it, but it's not cited here?
Well, the sugi over here is Shlichus, really. The real issue over here is not here. The issue over here is Shlichus. So we're trying to understand, a person getting authorization to do something, and he's abusing his authorization. Does that undermine his original authorization, or does that not? That's really our issue. Within the context, over here of Mechira, but same, but partially it's a Shlichus issue. Okay. So the Mora says we've arrived from our mission over here. The Mora says no. Omer Rav Huna Breda Rav Nosson, that the case of the mission over here is not a raya, is loy. That's not the case. Bida Oizel, that she sold the field under value, so the field was worth a mona and a dinner, and she sold it for a mona. So she sold it. The field wasn't sold appropriately because she didn't sell for the right price. So she has no right to take the field for a mona, sell the field for a mona. And that's why the mechir is batal. The Mora says, "Call me to save a bit of oizel. Have a ration bit of loy oizel." So it's not bringing the mission, it's bringing the brisa. Okay. No, let's go back on this. Okay. The next case of mission is a problem of oizel. So there's no reason to say two cases of oizel. So what's the next case of the Mishnah? The Ketani Sefer, Hoyesuk Shavosa Arba Meir Zuz, and she sold one Lezebimana. She sold off one field for Mana, one field for Mana. The Akron, Yafa Mana Bedinner Bimana. Says Shal Akron Mikra Bottle, Mishal Kula and Mikran Kai. So the kiddush of the seifa is even though she sold the last one for undervalue, and that mechir is botel, the three mechiras which are beforehand are not botel. But meanwhile, you see that the Mishnah told me this halacha. She sells a field, and there it says very clearly. It says she sold a yafa mona b'dinner b'mona. She sold a field which is worth a mona dinner for a mona. It's botel. So we don't need the ratio to tell me that then. So the ratio is must be told in a case where she sold it for a mona and a dinner. And the problem is not that she sold the field under value. The problem is that she wasn't authorized to sell the sale. There was a lack of authorization in the sale because she sold more than she was allowed to sell. And we don't look at it that the 100 she was authorized and that sale is valid and the extra part is not valid, but rather the whole thing is botel because that wasn't her authorization. So that's a raya that you say you mavrel devorov. So you're suggesting how to push away the raya, to be doich of the raya, is not true. The Mora says no. Loi, Reisha was saving Ben Oizel. So the problem of the Reisha is that she's sold it under value. So then what's the Sefer telling me? The Mora says Reisha was saving Ben Oizel. Reisha Hakamash Velon. Time of the Oizel, but he asked me. Avadidor. Mikrakaya. The Kiddush over here is that this is only true because she's taking it over here, she's affecting the assignment. She had no more claim on the assignment at all. It was 100, 100, 100. Now she has only owed 100. And she sells the field, which is worth 100 and a dinner, for 100. So she's, at that moment, she's causing the assignment a loss. So
the macro. You said she's not around the assignment at this point.
Well,
you just said they're no longer
a factor. No. She has no more claim on the assignment after a certain point, and she's selling beyond that point. That's why it's possible. But let's say in the first fields, this would happen. So we don't say that her mechira to the first person, which she has a right to a ksuva 400. She sells the first field, which is worth 101, for 100.
So she
sells it under price. So do we say, listen, the money that she got, and we have to, but she loses one zuz on her one dinner on her ksuba because she like we had in the race of the Mishnah. We say no, she had the authority to sell this field for that price. We don't say that because it's the only person she's affecting right now is herself. Good for her, the mechira is valid. So that's the chiddush of the sefer.
Well, it was worth a mana and a dinner, and she sold it for only a mana.
Right. The more so the chiddush of the sefer is avadidoa mechrakayim. If she's affecting herself, the mechira is valid. The more says that's the ratio. How many ratio should matter me not? How is it subasa masayim? And what is shabbat mana be masayim? A shabbat masayim be mana? Is shabbat subasa? So if she sold a field which is worth 200 for 100, we say, we don't say, listen, Gmaldavot, that's not a sale. We say, no, it's a sale, and she's affected herself, and she takes the loss. So I don't need to learn from the last case that she sold 100, some for, which was 101 for 100, right? And that she deducts 101 from her ksuba. That's the ratio. She sells something which is worth 200 for 100. She deducts 200 from her ksuba, and that's it.
She deducts 100.
She deducts 200 from her. Right? So Moray says, no. Marotema, if I just had the ratio, I would say, Hosmudi, Stalkalo, Mehai Beisalagamri. In a case over there, her claim is 200. She takes a bill which is worth 200 and she sells it for 100. We say, listen, ma'am, you're done. Right? You got your 100, and the extra 100 that you could have gotten, tough luck. The field which is worth 200 is that the field which the summer machu have to give you as payment for your ksuba is used up. You have no more claims. She's installed in base of Lagamri, so now she's done with the bias. But in the seifa, where even after this 100 or 101, she still owed 300 or 299. She still owed money. But in the seifa, if we're going to authorize the sale, if you tell me in the last sale, the sale of 101 for 100. That in the last scenario, which she has no right for that one overvalue, and the whole mechir is bought, like the Mishnah says, if I'm going to allow such a sale to go through in the first transaction, people will think it will go through in the last transaction. So I should say over there that the whole mechir is bought. Kamashal the Mishnah, that it's not bought. And that's the chiddush of the Sefer. Am I making sense? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's hold it here. Let's see Rashi.